And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? So David's young men turned their way and went again, and came and told him all those sayings. And the rest of the acts of Abijah and his ways and his sayings are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sins and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. I will open my mouth in a parable, I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, these sayings of mine, and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the flood, sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood. When Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee, and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye, and fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Whoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James, and went up into a mountain to pray. Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. There was a division therefore again among the Jews for these sayings. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And with these sayings scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath, and cried out, saying, Great is Diana of the Ephesians! And God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves, they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful